the greatest name in cereals, presents...
Wild Bill Hickok! Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop.
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, The Rocks of Rawhide Canyon. They snap, crackle, pop. Yes, sir, Wranglers, as soon as you pour milk or cream over a bowl of Kellogg's Rice Krispies, they speak right up with their merry snap, crackle, pop. That's their way of letting you know how really fresh and crisp they are. So fresh and crisp because they're tumble-toasted, tumbled round and round in big rotary ovens until they're golden toasty all over. Tomorrow, enjoy the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles met danger often along the trails of the Old West, but nowhere in their travels did they find danger closer or more menacing than they did behind the rocks of Rawhide Canyon.
Bill, I reckon when the Lord finished making the world, he just dumped whatever he had left right here in Rawhide Canyon. Don't you think so?
Could be, Jingles. It's awful rough and rocky.
Joker's been going either straight up or straight down for the last half hour.
Buckshot isn't too happy about this trail either.
If this saddle ever gets level again, I'm liable to fall right out of it because I won't be used to it.
Well, we're almost to the end of the canyon, Jingles. Then we cut through the notch and drop down into Green Valley.
Yeah, there's a pretty little town down in that valley, ain't there?
Yeah, a little place called Rugglesville.
Yeah, I thought I remembered it from the trip we made through here a couple of years ago.
There's something I'll bet you don't remember, because it wasn't here last time. Fool about you.
Whoa, Joker. Hey, Bill, somebody's been building a dam across the creek.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. He's got a nice little pool of water backed up there, but I don't know what it's for.
There's nothing doing in this forsaken canyon that you'd need water for. We can give our horses a drink.
Sure can. Get over there, Buckshot.
Come on, Joker, let's get you a drink.
Somebody's put a lot of work into that dam, Jingles.
Sure has. Look at all those rocks fitted in there.
Well, he had plenty of rocks to start with. Whoa, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker, whoa. Go ahead and take a great big drink, boy.
Howdy, strangers. Unpile and set yourself a spell.
What? Who? Where? How? Who are you? Where'd you come from?
I come out from behind a rock. Figured it was a good place to hide till I found out what you two was up to.
You live around here?
Not so fast, my friend. Your oversized partner here still got one question that ain't been answered.
I have?
You sure have. You asked me who I was.
Oh, yeah. Who are you?
Well, my mother called me Herbert, then my uncle called me Stormy, because I guess I was. Huh. But most folks call me Goldie, because I've been prospecting for the yellow stuff most of my life. And I found a little of it now and then, and I spent it. Then I went looking for some more.
Well, that's nice, but Goldie or Stormy or Herbert or whatever your name is...
Just call me Goldie and don't ask me any more questions till your friend here gets his answer.
Who, me?
Yeah, you. You ask me if I live around here. Oh, I ain't so old, but what I can remember what folks ask me.
Oh, no, you ain't so old.
I ain't, huh? Well, I'll have you know I'm 67.
Oh, woo-wee, 67, that's pretty old.
Tis not. That ain't old age all.
All right. Now, what's the idea of picking a fight with me?
Well, I told you not to ask me any more questions till I answered your friend here.
All right, go ahead and answer him. Billy's getting me all fuddled.
Just don't argue with him, partner.
Sure, I live around here. Right over there in that hole in the cliff with a lean-to onto the front of it.
Oh, in a cave, huh?
It ain't no cave. That's my mine.
Oh.
Gold mine, huh?
Of course not. Who ever heard of finding gold in this kind of rock? You find gold in quartz.
Did you ever find any in pints?
Sure, found lots of it. Spent it all, then I went looking for some more.
Yeah, you said that.
Yeah, I'm getting too old for prospecting, though. just working my mine nowadays.
What do you take out of that mine, Goldie?
Rocks. Rocks, sure. Cut them out just the size I want and use them to build this here dam across the creek. A couple of more years and I'll have her finished.
Oh, so you're the one who built the dam.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, it ain't done yet by a long shot, but I'll get her done. Got plenty of rocks and plenty of time.
But there's 9 million rocks lying around loose here in Rawhide Canyon. Why do you have to dig them out of the cliff?
Now, there's a silly question.
It is not.
It is, too. If you want to have a mine, you got to dig a hole in the ground, don't you?
Well, sure,
and
but...
I wanted a mine, so I dug a hole, and out come rocks.
He's got you there, Jingle.
He has not, Bill. There's something wrong with his figuring, but I just can't figure out right now how he's got it figured wrong.
Well, we can't stay here all day and figure it out. We got to get on to Rugglesville.
Yeah, it's getting late. Thanks for letting us water our horses in your pool, Goldie.
Well, I didn't say you could. You was doing it when I come out from behind my rock.
Oh, yeah. Well, we're sorry.
No need to be sorry. You're welcome.
Oh, well, thanks. Come on, Bill. We better get out of here.
Yeah. Up, Buckshot. So long, Goldie.
Get along, Joker. See you later, Goldie.
And drop in and see me again.
Well, maybe we will. Bill, he's the meanest, orneriest old man I ever met. He don't agree with one single thing I say.
Well, partner, maybe he just doesn't like people.
Well, I'm getting so I don't like him either.
He's just an old prospector that's lived by himself too much. It doesn't make much sense.
I'll say he doesn't. Running a rock mine. Now, who ever heard of such a silly thing? Hey!
Those shots are coming from behind us. Head for those big rocks.
Move, Joker! Pick out the biggest rock in Rawhide Canyon and get behind it.
This'll do it. Whoa,
Buckshot. Whoa, Joker, whoa. And just be a smart horse and don't stick your head out from behind this rock.
I might say the same to you, Jingle.
But, Bill, I want to see who's shooting at it. Hey!
Well, what did you see?
Not a doggone thing. And if you think I'm going to take another look, Wild Bill Hickok, you're plumb crazy.
What was that, Slim? Sounded like a horse.
It was, Charlie, and he sounds mighty impatient.
Now, how can you tell he's impatient without seeing him?
Oh, that's easy, Charlie. Just by paying attention to the sound he makes. That's his way of letting you know how he feels. All you have to do is understand horse language.
Slim, that leaves me out. But here's a language everyone can understand. It's the snap, crackle, pop of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. They'll speak right up with this happy talk every time you add milk or cream. And just plain horse sense tells you that that's their way of letting you know how fresh and crisp they are. There's a good reason for this fresh crispness. It's tumble toasting. Each puff of rice in Kellogg's Rice Krispies is tossed round and round in big rotary ovens until it's toasted evenly all over. But say, all this talk about Kellogg's Rice Krispies only gives you a clue as to how good tasting they really are. For the full story, have yourself a big bowl full first thing tomorrow. Just be sure to ask Mom to get you a package of the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop!
When Wild Bill Hickok and his deputy Jingles rode away from the grumpy old prospector in Rawhide Canyon, they didn't realize that they were riding straight for an ambush. Suddenly, bullets filled the canyon, and the two lawmen took refuge behind giant boulders.
Bill, those shots are coming from where we left Goldie.
Yeah, but he wasn't doing all that shooting. Sounded like 3 or 4 guns.
There was nobody else in the canyon but him and us.
There must have been. They were hiding somewhere and tried to gun us down as soon as we turned our backs to them.
Well, that old buzzard Goldie must have had something to do with it.
Why don't you go back and ask him about it?
I just think I will. Now, on second thought, maybe that isn't such a good idea, Bill.
I think you're right, Jingles. Maybe we better go on into town and find out what this is all about before we get mixed up in it.
You think somebody in Rugglesville can tell us who these bushwhackers are?
I think maybe Sheriff Johnson might know.
Let's prod up our ponies and head for town. I'm getting real curious about this whole proposition.
Sit down, Jingles, and stop pacing up and down. You're wearing out my floor.
Oh, all right, Sheriff. But you ain't told us yet who it was that was trying to shoot us.
No, I told you, don't know. But I'm willing to bet it's the same gang that's been holding up the stage and taking off the gold shipments.
How many holdups have you had?
Six, including the one this morning.
Well, where was the one this morning, Sheriff?
Over to the other side of the mountain. Right where you turn off to take the shortcut through Rawhide Canyon.
That's the way we came.
Sure, you were in the saddle. But the stagecoach has to go all the way around by the road.
Well, we should have gone all the way around the road, too, but we took a shortcut and got ourselves shot at and met an ornery old prospector named Goldie.
Sure, everybody knows Goldie. He's been building that dam and digging that mine of his for a year or so now.
Is he as grumpy as he seems?
I suppose so, but he's harmless.
If he was doing any of that shooting today, he isn't harmless. I'd like to know more about those stagecoach holdups.
Ain't all of them are just the same, Bill. Three or four riders jump out of nowhere, shoot the guards, and take the payroll out of the coach. Sit down, Jingles. You're wearing out my floor.
Oh, all right. Hey, the stagecoach don't carry a payroll every trip, does it?
Nope. And it's never held up except when it's carrying payroll money and gold coin. The bandit's got somebody working for the mining company, and they always know just when to hit.
How long has this been going on?
Off and on for a year, Bill. I don't mind saying it's got me stumped. I tried everything, and so has the mining company. Some shipments get through, but every couple of months we lose another one.
Well, maybe you can catch them when they go to spend the gold. You know, market some way.
Yeah, we tried that. None of it ever showed up. As far as we know, they're hiding it somewhere, and we can't find it. We're going to fool them this time.
How's that?
The company's sending another shipment through tomorrow, and this time we'll be waiting for them.
Well, that sounds like a good idea.
Suppose the bandits don't fall for it this time.
In that case, we'll get the payroll through. But I got a hunch that stage will get held up somewhere along the road. Sit down, Jingles. You're wearing out my floor.
Oh, you and your old floor.
Sheriff, do you mind if Jingles and I sit in on this little game?
Now, just a minute, Bill.
I'll be proud to have you, Bill. I can sure use your help.
But, Bill,
let's head for the horses, Jingles. Oh. We're going back up through Rawhide Canyon.
Bill Hickok, that's where that mean old prospector lives, and that's where we got shot at yesterday.
Yep, and I'm hoping we'll get shot at again tomorrow.
Oh, Bill, you're crazier than that old buzzard that's digging a mine to get rocked. Bill, what are we doing back here in Rawhide Canyon?
Playing a hunch, Jingle. We're going to drop in and have a talk with Goldie.
Oh, no, not that. I don't think I'm quite up to it, Bill.
Maybe he can tell us who was doing all that shooting the other day.
I'm not so sure I want to know. They might try it again.
If the stagecoach bandits have been using this canyon for a hideout, like the sheriff figures, they might do a lot of shooting.
Yeah, but if we're chasing those bandits, why didn't we go around by the road where the stagecoach goes?
Because the sheriff went around there with a whole posse of men. We couldn't help him much over there, but we might be able to do some good up here in the canyon.
Well, I still can't figure it all out.
Well, I can't either, but I'm going to start with Goldie and see where he fits into this. Easy now, we're coming to the dam.
Easy, Joker. Slow down, boy.
Hey, Jingles, look at the top of that dam. Hasn't Goldie put another row of rocks on there since yesterday?
I don't know. Yeah, looks like he has. Looks like fresh cement around him.
That's a lot of work for an old man in one day. Whoa, Buckshot.
Whoa, Joker, whoa. Pull up and get yourself a drink.
Here comes your friend now, Jim.
He ain't my friend.
Well, if it ain't Wild Bill and Jingles.
Howdy, Goldie. We were just passing through and we thought we'd water our horses again.
Sure. Go right ahead. Sit down and rest a while, too. That trail's a killer.
Goldie, how come you know who we are? We didn't tell you yesterday.
Oh, well, shuckins, everybody in this part of the country knows you, too.
Yeah, I reckon they do, all right.
You didn't have any idea who we were yesterday. Now, tell me who you've been talking to since we saw you.
Well, doggone it, Wild Bill, I don't like to talk about other folks. I figure it ain't any of my business.
Well, it's my business. I figure you must have talked to those riders that were shooting at us yesterday.
That's right. They were shooting at us from right here.
And yeah, they was the ones that told me who you were, all right.
Uh-huh, I thought so. Now you can tell us who they were.
Well, now, I don't rightly know.
You don't know much of anything, do you?
Ever seen them before?
Sure. They go riding through the canyon here every month or two. Hard-looking gents. Tougher than a rawhide boot.
It must be. They might have killed us just as easy as not.
Well, that's what they was trying to do, just in case you didn't notice.
We noticed it all right. I got my whiskers singed by a couple of their slugs.
Which way did they go after we left yesterday, Goldie?
Same way you did. On over into Green Valley. I didn't try to stop them. I figured they'd just as soon plug me as not.
Well, you're smart there. Joker, get your nose out of that pool. You'll be so full of water, you'll just slosh all the way down the trail. Now, come on now. Don't be so blame stubborn.
Pull him around, Jingles. You're almost as big as he is.
Yeah, but he's got all 4 feet dug in, and I only got 2. Now, Joker, move.
Looks to me like an even money bet whether you pull him out of the pool or he pulls you in.
He's never won an argument with me yet. Now, come on, Joker.
Look out, Jingles.
Hey! I'll run it anyhow.
Looks like you just lost your first argument, Jingles. Swim over to the dam. I'll throw you a rope.
I'm swimming.
Hey, watch out for them rocks on top. They were just put in fresh this morning.
I'm liable to pull one of them out and drop it right on Joker's ornery old head.
Hear that, Charlie? That's a robin singing. And when you hear that happy, cheerful little tune a while back, you didn't need no calendar to tell you that spring was really here to stay.
Right you are, Slim. A robin singing lets you know spring is here the same way the snap, crackle, pop of Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, lets you know that here is a cereal that's really fresh and crisp. Now, the reason for fresh crispness of Kellogg's Rice Krispies is tumble toasting. Each puff of rice in Kellogg's Rice Krispies is tossed round and round in big rotary ovens until each puff is toasted evenly all over. That's why as soon as you pour milk or cream over a bowl full of Kellogg's Rice Krispies, they speak right up with their cheerful snap, crackle, pop. How about you giving a listen to their merry little chatter tomorrow morning? They sure make good listening and mighty good eating. Ask Mom to get you a package of the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop! When Jingles got into a little argument with Joker, the horse pulled him into the pool above Goldie's Dam in Rawhide Canyon. Jingles was mad, of course, but he swam over and held on to the top of the dam.
Hey, Bill! Joker ain't really mad. He's swimming over to help me now. Ain't that cute?
Hey, get him away from there, Jingles. Them rocks ain't had time to set yet.
Come on out, partner. He'll follow you.
All right, now come on, Joker. Get away from Goldie's rocks, Joker. You knock him down, he'll stay mad at you a lot longer than I do. Uh-oh, now you've done it. Call him, Bill, before he knocks the whole thing down.
Come here, Joker. Come on, boy.
I'm all wet, and I'll just put these rocks back before I climb out.
Leave him alone. I'll put them back myself.
Uh-oh. Bill, there's gold under these rocks. Gold coins.
Look out, Jingles. Now you freeze just right there, Goldie, and keep those hands up high.
All right.
Now what's going on here anyway?
Goldie just tried to play you when you found out where the gold was hidden, Jingle.
Well, thanks for beating him to the draw, Bill, but what's the gold doing there?
That's where the bandits have been hiding the payroll money. Goldie's been cementing it right into the dam.
Oh, so you're one of the gang, huh?
Sure I am. You two ain't going to hold me long. They'll all be coming up the canyon with another load of gold any minute now. And when they start blasting away at you, they won't miss like they did yesterday.
What are we going to do, Bill?
We'll set a trap for them, Jingles. Round up the horses and hide them. Then we'll tie up Goldie and we'll all hide in that cave that he calls a mine.
Nice little mine you got here, Goldie. You can hide the whole gang in here, and any time somebody comes along the trail, you just go out and talk to them and pretend you're an old prospect.
Shut up, you smart badgepackers. It's been working for a long time, and it'll still be working fine after you've gone.
We're not going just yet. You find that blasting powder, Jingles?
Sure, plenty of it. Shovels and guns and enough grub to feed an army. They really had a hideout dug into this hill.
They sure did. And they built a dam to get rid of the rock and hide the money.
So you got it all figured out, eh? Well, when the boys get back, they'll take care of you all right.
Maybe and maybe not. Take that keg of powder down the trail, Jingles, and set it behind a rock where they won't see it.
Oh, I get it. Then you want me to spill a nice little trail of powder back up here to the cave.
That's right.
What's that for?
Well, that's for when you boys come riding up the trail. We just touch a match to the powder up here, and the whole keg goes off down there.
That'll trap him in the canyon where the sheriff and his posse can come along and round him up.
Pretty smart, huh, Goldie?
Yeah.
He's not talking, Jingles. You take the fodder and go set that trap.
Bill, I think I hear horses coming.
Yeah, I heard them for the last couple of minutes. Ready with the matches?
All set. You just say when.
Wait till they get pretty close. But I still don't want any of them hurt in the explosion.
Personally, I'm still kind of mad at them for shooting at me yesterday.
Yeah, it's too bad they didn't get you.
You keep out of this, Goldie, and stop crawling around or I'll tie up your feet like your hands are tied up.
Now's the time, Jingles. Touch a match to it.
Okay. There. Starting to burn.
Now.
Billy kicked over another powder keg.
He spilled it all over the floor. Grab him. Let's get out of here.
Hurry up. Move or I'll leave you in there.
Run, Jingle.
Bill, we're not going to make it.
Jump to one side as soon as we're out. Now.
Look out. Bill. Bill, you all right?
Yeah, I got hit with a few little rocks, but no damage, I guess. How about you?
I'm okay, I guess. Well, there goes the other one.
Yep. Now let's see what happens.
Hey, they can see us.
Yeah, but stay down. They can't hit us up here in the rocks, and they can't get any closer with the canyon blocked off.
But we can't move without getting shot.
We won't have to, Jingles. Those other shots are coming from the sheriff's posse. You take care of the gang now that we've got them trapped.
Goldie's waking up. Guess he got hit by one of the big rocks.
Yeah, we'll take him to jail with the rest of them. But he almost got us with that last trick of his.
You know, when we asked the sheriff about him yesterday, he said Goldie was harmless.
That's right, he did.
And then we find out that he runs a gang of bandits and killers and tries to blow both of us up.
And he almost did.
Bill, if that old sidewinder is harmless, then little old peaceful me don't never want to meet up with anybody that might try to do me some harm.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
That's our Wild Bill Hickok story for today, folks. We'll have another one for you on Monday.
And it's one you won't want to miss. All about a jewel thief and a wonderful prize porker. We call it Pettigrew's Prize Pig.
So long, kids.
See you Monday. Choo-choo-choo's your favorite cereal.
You tell them, Andy.
Yeah, from Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Yes, keep the whole family happy every morning for breakfast. Roll out freshness and variety. 10 individual serving size boxes with 10 assorted Kellogg's cereal favorites, including 2 ready sweetened treats that you get in Kellogg's Variety Pack.
Choo-choo-choo's your favorite.
From Kellogg's Variety Pack at your grocer's. Greatest Name in Cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Leo Curley, Hal Gerard, and Dusty Walker. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon, speaking for Kellogg's, the Greatest Name in Cereals. Reminding you, listen again on Monday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!